Praise the Lord, and God bless you, Pastor Rice, Sister Rose, and all the saints. This is Sister Diane Johnson, who's very thankful and blessed to be at the Overcomer. Thank you, Jesus, and praise your holy name. And you pray for all the precious family of God everywhere, and ask your continued prayers for me, as they are appreciated. And the broadcasts and the daily bread are a blessing and good food for the soul. Thank you, Brother Rice, for all your edifying, encouraging, preaching with the love and joy you always have for the Lord. Just keep on preaching as the saints do need you. And may the Lord help the saints to press on and fight the good fight of faith. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, come is my prayer. May the Lord bless you all in Maranatha.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for another day of grace. Thank you for this opportunity to present our bodies. We thank you for the earnest expectation and hope. We thank you, Lord, for the lively hope. We thank you for the blessed hope. We thank you for your great goodness, your marvelous love and kindness, your tender mercies, O God. You've certainly been merciful to me. Help me, Lord, help us to present you well this day. We are your witnesses. We are your children. We're your people, the sheep of your pasture. We will hold to it, Lord, for thou art our God. We would speak as such. Thank you, Lord. We would acknowledge this truth and walk in this light. Help me, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hear my cry, O God. Pouring out the heart, we're all working out our salvation as God is working out his. With fear and trembling, making our calling and election sure, while earnestly contending for the faith once delivered unto the saints, fighting the good fight of faith, laying hold on eternal life. What are we doing here? Well, I just told us. So I present my body, and my works testify of me. We struggle with trusting each other because we struggle with trusting God. He can be trusted. Amen. 50. To trust in the Lord. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. Whenever you are in a new environment or whatever, usually you seek out some common ground. All the men in the world, there's common ground. One of the common things is we're all sinners, and we all have to stand before the judgment, stand in the judgment. That's not good fellowship, though, just that in itself. But we can all abide in that fellowship. Here we all are. We are all, I mean, the whole world, every man can say this. Most men won't admit it, but it's the truth. Well, what I'm saying is that fellowship is just very common, and it's just a fact. The like things get together. They used to tell me like this, birds of a feather flock together. That's just the truth. You know, the faggots search out the faggots. They don't fill out cards and they don't ask them to raise their hands, but somehow they figure it out. And so it is with everything. So we shouldn't be too hard pressed in this Christian fellowship. You know, the fellowship that we abide in, that we're sons of God. That's the fellowship that God called us into. The fellowship of his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Okay? What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace of mind, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning. So we could say, there is no temptation that have taken you, but that which is common to man. We're men of like passion. We could say it like that. Thank you, Lord. One body, one spirit, one hope. So God's going to gather together all things. So that means that there's a separation. And God can do it. And Hebrews 4 talks about dividing asunder between soul and spirit. That's quite a fine line, huh? Joints and marrow is another fine line. So the saints and the ain'ts, another fine line. But of course, God's going to, he's going to separate. This is something that the divine power of God will work. There will be a separation because there's a gathering. Even individually, there's a separation. There's stuff that has to go. The Spirit makes a separation. Hallelujah. And we thank God for it. Talking about things that we can all fellowship in. We can find agreement in. And we should, have this same hope. Thank you, Lord. So whatever you're going through, understand that it's common to the body. As we say that, we haven't come into the full realization of that. But God will help us. That's everything. We are being made perfect. We are being conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. And when he shall appear, we shall be like him, or we shall see him as he is. And the hope of seeing him as he is and being like him is a divine work in itself. It's a purifying work. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Glory. I'm pressing in this morning. So I believe if I am, you are too. That's just how I see it. But I'm going to hold fast my profession, or the profession of my faith, without wavering. Not because of me, because faithful is he that promised. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Am I not an apostle, Paul says? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? So he said, if I'm not an apostle unto others, doubtless I'm an apostle unto you. So I put myself in the same light. If you somehow receive spiritual edification, I sow unto you spiritual things, then doubtless I'm a man of God to you. See? And we can do the same thing with each other. Yeah. If I can edify you and walk in fellowship with you, then doubtless I'm a saint of God, or I'm a redeemed one to you. As someone else, I might be whoever, but to you, doubtlessly, I'm a son of God. Jesus said in one place, who do men say that I am? Well, the better question he got to it at the end. The end is better than the beginning. But whom do you say that I, the Son of Man, am? This is something that manifests every day. It's still the same question in our lives, in our speech, in our walking, in our talking. Who do we say that Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, is? Now, of course, the answer is, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. The other answer is that he dwells in his body. That means he's in each member. Praise God, he has no favorites. He's not a respecter of persons. One body, one spirit, one hope. Even as we are called in one hope of our calling, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. Oh, thank you, Lord. In my prayers, I pray for what I need by the Spirit of God. I find it in the book. Of course, it's written in my heart as well. I pray for faithfulness. I pray to lay it all down, to be able to my all on the altar lay, I do pray this. Yes. Amen. Whatever I'm supposed to be, that's what I end up praying. I don't pray it to myself. I pray it out loud. As much as I say that. But I'm still encouraged because the word today is neither be dismayed, neither be discouraged, nor dismayed. Hallelujah. And it was a help to me when I heard it. I've read it many times. I've heard it many times. But it was especially good this morning. Yesterday when I went over to visit Charlene, she said that she was encouraged. Well, I'm glad, because she was sort of feeling like the Lord had forsaken her. This happens to all of us. Absolutely. Not the Lord forsaking us, us feeling like it. That's part of the work. Yeah, he promised not to leave us. He promised not to forsake us. And in all the truthful accounts, you never see God forsaken me. David said, I've not seen the righteous forsaken, nor seed begging bread. But you see plenty of men forsaking God. No matter how good he is to them, how merciful, how long-suffering, you can find men forsaking God. Now, we're in this fellowship as well. But we're men that are prone to forsake our God. And he's a God that will not forsake us. He's a God that doesn't hold back. He gives his all. So I pray the same thing. I said, Lord, help me to lay my all on the altar. I want to be wholly thine. Because this is what the Spirit said. So that is my prayer. Is that your prayer? Let me hear you pray. We don't have 100%. We don't have 100%. Why don't we have 100%, Pastor? Right? Heart's not right. But I don't want to get moved off of what I'm saying. Thank you, Lord. I'm working out my salvation. That's the only way we can do it. And if you're working out your salvation, then I should strengthen you and I should encourage you. It just should be that way. If you find somebody loafing, then they don't strengthen you. But there is some way you can be strengthened. God always makes a way of escape. There's always a silver lining in the cloud. Even above the clouds, the sun's always shining. So one of the things Brother Stewart said, some of you all think that you, because you're here, you gave everything. Well, we should know better. That's why I pray, Lord, help me to lay my all on the altar. To say otherwise would be presumptuous. Well, he did preach that some of us think that because we're here, we've given all. So that's why I don't hear a lot of people in the prayer house saying, Lord, help me to lay my all on the altar. Amen. See, that's how you say it when you mean it. Yes, otherwise, you say, wait a minute. Otherwise, you say it like this. Amen. I'm going to do it every day. Amen. You can do what you want. This is what I say. Shame on you, wicked people. Amen. What about you, Pastor? Right? Shame on him, too. That's why I pray. Shame on me. All that God has done for us, and we act like we don't know how to respond. So what's going on? Well, I'm working out my salvation. If it was up to me, I'd choose another way to do it. Absolutely. I'd always talk to a people that when you spoke, their eyes lit up and they get excited. If I was working it out, that's how I'd do it. Huh? I'd be in the midst of a people who always treated you like brother. If I was doing it, it's not my doing. It's the Lord's doing. And it's marvelous in our eyes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I wouldn't have, if I was doing it, I wouldn't have too much trouble. I wouldn't. No, I'd try to work it out without a bunch of trouble. But the truth of the matter is, it can't be done that way. Our example had lots of trouble. Hallelujah. And It's just common to man. His days are few and they are full of trouble. He's born under trouble as the sparks fly up. It's just a natural thing, in other words. Hallelujah. But there's still a promise. Yeah, that we'll be delivered out of our trouble. The righteous will be delivered out of every affliction. We have to hold to that. Hallelujah. He is a deliverer, you know. And we are people that need delivering. We have to be instructed. Praise the Lord. Have to be chastened. Have to be corrected. Yet thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thank you, Lord. We talked about frustration yesterday. And of course, one of the most frustrating things is talking to folk and you can't make them know what you mean. Amen. Well, well, yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, ain't God good?
Yes, He is good.
What meaneth this? That's what they asked on the day of Pentecost. Yes. They must be drunk with some new wine. Yes. What does this mean?
Yes, Lord.
Peter said there, we're not drunk.
Amen.
As you suppose. But we are drunk.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Jesus.
Huh? We're saturated with this Holy Ghost from heaven. We've been waiting for the promise and we've received it. Hallelujah. We have power and we are comforted.
Yes. Absolutely.
You shall receive power.
Yes.
I will not leave you comfortable.
Amen.
Holy Ghost is a comforter.
Yes,
we can find comfort in the scripture.
Yes, Lord.
Or we can find chastisement and correction in the scripture.
Lord.
How does God do that?
You,
He's
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
And He always will be God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
God.
If we fail to find the hope in the scriptures,
right,
then shame on us.
Amen.
We've been empowered to find hope and comfort in the scriptures.
Yes,
so what I'm doing, I'm speaking the word of God, and we should find some hope and comfort in it. Well, we can do this. God has ordained it. So let us find some hope and comfort in the word of God this morning. Huh? Let us be fed by this word. Let us get some spiritual bread here, some manna from heaven. Let me sow unto you some spiritual things. Thank you, Lord. Oh, let me read my scriptures. Thank you, Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. In the latter times, some shall depart from the faith. Well, that's not here, but, you know, it's in my spirit. They shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils. Seducers, many of them. Their purpose is to move us away from the faith. Our wisdom, our victory is in resisting them. Huh? Resist the devil? He runs. Well, we've been told how to resist him.
Amen. Amen.
We do that by submitting to God.
Yes, Lord.
God knows when we get it done.
Yes.
Submission is the power of God.
Yes, Lord.
Manifest in the life of Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord.
Which is now our life.
Amen.
Given is the relinquishing and transfer of ownership.
Yes. Amen.
So if we give, then it's no longer ours.
Amen.
If we truly give. So let's look at it this way. We come here and we keep our car, keep our bank account, keep our credit card. How about that? Then we've not really given. We've held something in reserve. Of course, this is only type. The most important thing is that we give what God gave. Let me see if I can find it. Hereby perceive we the love of God, that he laid down his life for us. So that's the standard. What did Pierre say? Standard of Jesus Christ. Standard. I've got no problem with that. He's our example. Praise the Lord. He's our high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. He's the one that went before us. Took our sins upon him. He knew no sin but became sin, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. Thank you, Lord. And of course, the life of Christ is just instruction for us, because we are members of his body. We're not going to change that. What God will do to the ones that he's saving, he will conform them to that. He is conforming us. Of course, we think we don't need it, but he's got knowledge above ours, wisdom above ours, power above ours. Who can resist him? Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Muzzle not the ox that treadeth out the corn. Saith he it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt. This is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope. So I hope to be encouraged this morning. I hope to receive some spiritual edification. I hope to in some way please God. And I hope to pass the same on to you. That he that thresheth in hope should be partakers of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we should reap your carnal things? Now, of course, God has made it so that when we hold back, we pay for it. So I have spiritual things, so do you. But they're not mine. I can't hold them back. That's not God's purpose. If God gave himself, he gave all. So if he gives me spiritual things, it's so that I can give spiritual things. Because the other stuff's no good. Can I withhold? Yes, but to my own peril. Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. Now, we won't leave out the fact that I'm wretched and inadequate and insufficient. No, this gives glory to God. If I was, you know, like some of you, we wouldn't give God no glory. See? But I'm endeavoring to give him glory. Seem like I can't help myself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the Lord's having his way. And I want him to do it more so. I want to experience it more perfectly, the Lord having his way. Now, I don't know in full what I'm saying, but I know that it won't be any good for my flesh. Amen. That's right. Oh, no, I understand that. Amen. And once God began to work, I'll understand more.
Yes, Lord.
We ask for the fear of the Lord.
Beautiful.
Well, as you begin to get the fear of the Lord,
Lord.
You understand more and more what it is. It's not a good feeling.
Amen.
No, it's very comforting, though. there's hope in it, but it's death to the flesh. All the good things of God, death to the flesh.
Yes, Lord.
Yeah, I'm saying, I'm
Amen.
Telling you right.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, Lord. Yes.
So, yeah, I'm humbled even to be standing here. And I ever want it to be that way. I pray for this because the tendency is to think that I'm somebody.
Right.
And you hear me praying. If you hear, I do pray.
Yes,
Lord, don't let me think myself more highly than I should think. Why do you pray like that, Pat? For an example, for one thing. And the other thing, because it's needful. Well, no matter what I say still, but I'm not discouraged. Huh? I've got a message from God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Got a message from God. Y'all want to hear it? Hallelujah. Be strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid. Neither be thou dismayed. Hallelujah. Yeah, that's what I got from God this morning. I mean, spoke directly to me. Hallelujah. For the Lord thy God is with thee, whithersoever thou goest. Hallelujah. Only be thou strong, very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Thank you, Lord. Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people thou shalt divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Thank you, Lord. Therefore, shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. All right. Hallelujah. But it's common for man to hold back. Carnal things and spiritual things. I suppose if you hold back your carnal things, you'll hold back your spiritual things. Absolutely. Not without price, though. Not without price. Someone said to me, say, why do some of these guys, you know, go around and tell secrets to other folk? He said, they must not have gotten it from God. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If God give it to you, then he'll tell you what to do with it. Yeah, he'll, yes, absolutely. Amen. Praise the Lord. But men do such things because they find something that they believe to be profound and, you know, particular only to them. And so they tell it to somebody in secret. So look at me. See what I know. See what Sharon don't know. Even though I said, you know, it still goes on because that's what the Spirit does. You sit right here and you listen to me and you still do it because that's just what the Spirit does. Hallelujah. You want to glorify God, then whatever he gives you, you give it. And he gives to you. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together. Running over will he cause men to give into your book. Hallelujah. How about joy? It's a gift from God. Huh? It's strength from God. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Thank you, Lord. Now, the land that was prepared and the land that was given, they had to go in and possess it. This is instruction for us. You know, it should move us away from nonchalance. Well, I'm saved. Well, they had the land too. God promised it to them. Lo and behold, they had to go in and possess it. They had to gird up their loins and go out to battle. To take the land that was promised them. To get life out of that, of course, you have to get it down in your spirit and you'll see your nonchalance moving away. You know. Because you'll understand that it's not a plaything, that we're really on the battlefield. And as much as you know it, that's much as you receive grace from God. You know, you won't ever do it. You can read all the books you want to read, listen to all the reports you want, listen to all the watchmen you want to listen to, listen to all the prophets you want to listen, except God do a work in your heart. You just will not understand. Oh, I've been listening to the prophet 30. Not good enough. Amen. We need help from God. And here we are in a good place to ask for help. I mean, actually ask for help. We do ask for things, don't we? We ask for a pair of shoes. We ask for extract to put in the ice cream. We ask for them. We just won't say, Lord, help me to lay it all down. At least not so that we can be edified. Now, I could say it, under my breath, but you wouldn't be edified. Yeah, so I said out loud, Lord, help me to lay my all on the altar. See, that means what God's given to me, I'm giving to you. Oh, I can pray in my closet, but then you wouldn't be edified. Then God wouldn't be glorified. Yeah, the hypocrite pray in his closet. Come on now. Hallelujah. I cry loud, I spare not, lift up my voice like a trumpet. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Oh, Jesus. Brother Spencer used to say, man, it's killing me. Y'all remember Brother Spencer saying that? That's what's going on with me. But I give God glory. Thank you, Lord. Yet not I, but Christ. Glory, glory. If I had it my way, I'd say something to cheer y'all up. I would. Hallelujah. But I have to speak what the Lord tells me to speak. It should cheer you up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We don't want to cheer you up and not do the right thing. If I have to tickle the ears to cheer you up, I can't do it. Hallelujah. Yeah, we're in a heap of trouble. Absolutely. We need a great Savior. He's available. Yeah, he's waiting, he's willing, but we have to apply ourselves. Glory, glory. We have to apply our hearts unto wisdom. Huh? And the fear of the Lord is the beginning thereof, and to depart from evil is understanding. Hallelujah. So, yeah, when you can't make people understand what you mean, it's frustration. Because you do expect for people to somehow understand, especially if they're in the same body, and experience the same thing. But that's not always enough. We like I said, all men have a fellowship. It's just not a fellowship in Christ. That's the, there's a brotherhood of men, but that's not the same thing as the fellowship of Jesus Christ. Amen. And we being in Christ, of course, we quit like men. And we esteem the fellowship of being born of the Spirit. Yes, Lord. And in that way, we have no fellowship with the world.
Amen.
Even though naturally there's some things the same, but that's just naturally. Inwardly, we're different. We are of another country.
Yes, Lord.
Our Father's in heaven.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we are all one.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. So, I've spoken some of my frustration. And of course, what it is, you just don't believe what I say. I mean, if I lie to you, don't believe me. But, I'm telling you that I'm working out my salvation. That what I'm doing is not something I contrived or something I went up online and found out. What I'm doing is yielding to God to do this. And I believe it's for your edification. Huh? That's the truth. Now, you need to believe that. If you don't believe that, then you won't believe the rest.
Thank you, Lord.
Many of the scribes and Pharisees never believed Jesus. You must first believe that he is God.
Amen.
Then you can believe the rest.
Yes, Lord.
But if you have to acknowledge this is the work of God.
Yes, amen.
Then you can receive the benefit of the work of God.
Amen.
Well, you say, Pastor Rice, he dreams up this strange stuff every day.
Thank you,
then you can't benefit from the working of God. Have you ever done it? Of course you have. You're not careful, you'll do it right now.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Well, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his ways, the unrighteous man his thought. Let him turn to the Lord. He will forgive. To his Lord, to God, he will abundantly pardon. I'm counting on it. I'm counting on it, Lord. That you're rich in mercy. Slow to anger and quick to pardon. Full of compassion.
Thank you, Jesus.
And of course, the work of God keeps me in this. Just naturally, I wouldn't think this way. Neither would you. And some of us are very deficient in this area.
Yes.
I hear you pray.
Yes.
I'm not going to change it.
Amen.
I'm not going to change
Hallelujah.
It. I hear the way you pray. I hear the way you murmur. I hear
yes.
the way.
Amen.
And I can't make you ashamed.
Amen.
God can. I hope that he will. That's
yes.
my prayer.
Amen.
That the way we complain, the way we
yes.
rebel, how we do it with conviction and with loudness, and the way we pray, like we're church mice.
Amen.
And we think nothing of it. I see you do it every day.
Well,
Pastor Rice, he just don't understand. He ain't got it right, you know. When he get it right, he'll come along and see things our way, and he'll start praying like a church mouse too, and he'll complain real loud, but he'll pray like, I pray not.
Amen.
It's my Lord, don't let it be.
Amen.
I don't care how you look at it.
Amen.
Huh? If I was doing it in my own strength, my own power, then maybe, but yeah, I'm representing Jesus Christ. Well, I know that the best you can do is believe it as how you yield yourself. There's more you can get if you would just give it up. See? You just give it up, there'd be more. God is not like it. Everything belongs to him. He's able to make all grace abound toward you. All grace. So what's the problem? I just want to apply myself. Huh? I'm content in my slothfulness. See? Well, you can't get no help from God like that. You content in your sorry situation, then God can't help you. Praise the Lord. When you get the unction, say, man, I need to get out of here. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And see, some think that, you know, I'm just playing games. I need help from God. So do you. So everybody should be doing at least what I'm doing, maybe more. We all need help from God. So why don't we come and obtain it? We need mercy. Why don't we come and obtain mercy? Everybody understand the scripture? We come boldly before the throne of grace. Why? That we may obtain mercy. That's something we need to do. And we might find grace. That's something we need to do. To help us in our time of need. All the time. Every day, all day long. We need a great Savior. We need a deliverer. We need a comforter. We need a healer. Hallelujah. We need a great God. Hallelujah. Oh, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Well, this broadcast can be heard, you know, throughout the world. Not a lot of shortwave, but some. We got it in Bulgaria, covering lots of the world. We got two stations here. You heard 9930?
59.
Okay. Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Where's that coming out of, brother? Yeah, 5920, that's the nighttime. And 9930 is the daytime. But I'm getting to, there's a possibility for many to hear. Who knows but God how many are hearing?
Amen. That's right.
But we must acknowledge that God is doing it for those he wants to hear.
Yes. Sure.
Now, you also should acknowledge that you're here.
Yes.
And that the scriptures say, he that hath ears to hear, there's something he must do.
Yes.
Can't just show up.
Yes.
Well, I'm here, you know.
Yes.
No, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. Oh, help me, Lord. Amen. So you see your neighbor laboring real hard and you lollygagging. What's the righteous thing to do? Okay. You see all of us gathered together here. We eat and we need electricity. And you got money. What should you do? Well, we don't have 100%. What should we do with it? See, we are pitiful. We are pitiful. Hallelujah. Now, it's compounded how pitiful we are when other things we say with such loudness and clarity and conviction. I'm not going to move off of it. I'm not, as long as you all holler to the top of your lungs and complain about Terry and you won't ask God what you need. Except under your breath, I'm going to tell you about it. At least I'll tell you about it. Huh? That's what he sent me to do. Hallelujah. Brother Terry was telling me about how Mike was, you know, giving glory to God and calling that. That's what we ought to do. Well, Mike is still with us. Still up and about. I think God can heal him completely. I believe God will heal us till we know we're healed.
Yes,
save us till we know we're saved.
Yes, Lord.
You know, but he's going to do all the other things that he needs to do.
Yes.
I mean, he can heal people and leave them wretched, you know, unfaithful, unholy. He can do that. He's done it before. Absolutely. But he's looking for a righteous, holy people,
Amen.
A purified people.
Yes,
hallelujah. You know, he wake us up every day and we won't open our mouth and say thank you. What would we do if he healed us? The same thing. Huh? The same thing. I talk like this and I can't provoke you. Huh? If you won't thank him for the quarter, you won't thank him for the dollar. I'm speaking out of the book. I know, oh, heal me, Lord. Heal me, Lord. Well, why don't you thank him for what he's done for you? In fact, you go ahead and thank him for healing you. Hallelujah. Thank you for setting me free. Hallelujah. It's good that we do it, but it needs to be spontaneous. Y'all understand that it's just a righteous response. Huh? You know how you think about something that someone's done and you get mad again? You it's the same principle. You think about what God done to you. Enjoy him. See? Y'all better stop messing with me. See? Come on. I got your number, don't I? I got your number, don't I? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No one's ever done that? Or even something funny. You know, somebody do something real embarrassing. That's what they did to me. And they kept laughing. Every time they think about it, they... You ever found something funny? And every time you think about it,
you... Thank you, Lord.
Well, let's just think about what God has done. And then respond righteous. Ain't that good enough? When I think of the goodness of Jesus, all that he's done for me, my soul cries hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. Hallelujah. These are the holy instructions.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, this is how you stir yourself up.
Amen.
This is how you have your pure mind stirred up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Huh? Oh, yeah. You go back to the cross.
Yes, Lord.
Huh? Yeah. Down at the cross. Yes, where my Savior died. Down where for cleansing from sin I cried. There to my heart, the blood was applied. Hallelujah. Yeah, I've been to Jesus for the cleansing power. I'm washed in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I'm not saying it right.
Well,
acknowledge it by your response then. Hallelujah. Is God a great God? Is he worthy to be praised? Is there a God like our God? Hallelujah. What did we come in here to do? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, I know you. Well, Pastor Rice, if you were going through what I was going through, you'd be non-responsive too. I pray not. There is no excuse. No, God is greater than that. If that's your testimony, you dishonor God. Huh? We're good at it. Yeah. Come on. Yeah. Had a little bit more money. Huh? Had another dollar, had another dime. Come on. Oh, if it didn't have my aches and my pain. Huh? Pastor Rice didn't make me mad when he preached. I give God glory. Well, just understand the glory belongs to God. Don't be a thief. The glory belongs to God. Huh? You belong to God. Huh? Don't hold back. Praise the Lord. Don't hold back. You belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Brother Rick talked about deep repentance. Talked about a change of anointing. We've heard the message before. And he said, before any great move of God, he brings deep repentance. Of course, deep repentance is a great move of God. Everybody understand that? Deep repentance, yeah, is a great move of God. It's a great gift from God. I mean, deep repentance. Not superficial stuff. Not form and fashion. We know how to do that. Oh, you know, I'm sorry I was nonchalant, Pastor Wright. Well, let's have some deep repentance. Of course, you'll have to ask God for it. He'll have to believe that you want it and that you think that he can do it for you. Praise the Lord. Of course, most of us, we don't esteem repentance deep or shallow or otherwise. It's something that we sort of put up with, but come on. Come on there. Oh, God, give me some. Unless God gets us in the dungeon down there with old Manasseh. Imagine that. Didn't have no priest in there. Didn't have no prophet. Didn't have no pastor. Didn't have no brother. Didn't have no sister. Somehow he got a hold of God. Huh? Somehow he got a hold of him. That's where I got a hold of him. Praise the Lord. Huh? Or he got a hold of me. But I won't let him go. I won't let him go. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. We can ask God for repentance. Even deep repentance. Let's do it. Lord, grant us deep repentance. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. so that we will be truly sorry. You know, godly sorrow. There's a sorrow of man, but it don't move God. No. Men are sorry because it's an inconvenience, you know. And they want the weight lift off of it. That's men's sorrow. But godly sorrow. Ah, this true repentance. Godly sorrow worketh repentance. Don't we want some deep repentance? Godly sorrow. That means sorry like God, not like men. Huh? Hallelujah. So as I was saying, you know, this broadcast go out and who knows, but the truth is that it's God ordained and it's a lifeline for some, even if it's only one. Huh? I won't fool myself. I don't think there's very many. God knows how many. But that could be a distraction. We're just concerned that this is something that God is doing for the few, whoever they are, ever how many. When God went down to Sodom, how many of you think he went down there for? He didn't find very many. Praise the Lord. He actually went down for Lot. And there was some under Lot's umbrella. Y'all know what umbrella means? You know, he called for Noah, but there was some under Noah's umbrella. God visited Noah. He visited Lot. Hallelujah. And there were a few that believed not. A couple of them. There was one that thought, well, maybe I'll just go through the motions. You know how we do. God, he sorts through all of that stuff. We thank God. If he don't get rid of all of our falsehoods and lies we hide under, we won't be saved. No. No. And he's determined to save us. Thank you, Lord. You're not out of order, Edie. It's okay. Hallelujah. See what God can do? Hallelujah. Lord, ain't God. Be careful with that. We should be careful with that. We should be careful with that. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. So, of course, I was provoked by... That's how God does. Even though I'm undeserving, when I wake up in the morning... I'm like the guy that said he took that drug. He said, man, I've never been in a place like this before. When I get up in the morning, I find FaceTime with God. As wretched as I am, as undone as I am, you think I don't cherish that? Well, Pastor Rice, you say you don't want to. Well, I don't, but, you know, praise God. I have to give what he gives me. And I certainly don't want him not to visit me. No, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. I do want God to visit me. And I understand it's not because of me. It is because of you, though, even though you don't respond right. Huh? You know, Jesus Christ came because of you sinners, even though we don't respond right. Hallelujah. Or wasn't that he didn't have anything to do? No, praise the Lord. In fact, he had to, you know, lay aside what he was doing, put off his royal garment, come down and minister to you and me, huh? Show us the way. Jesus Christ did show the way, you know. We can balk and try to find something different in it. No, the way Christ, the way of the cross, that's the way, huh? As long as you try to save your life, you're going to lose it, you're going to lose it, you're going to lose it. You're going to lose it. But if you lay it down for Christ's sake, you will find it. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Now, we attribute the work to God. Yeah, Pastor Rice can bring about deep repentance. I did, I'd do it for myself. I'd go to the one who's able to do it. And of course, it's a cleansing work. It's a purifying work. It's a divine work. Now, man's repentance is not like that. It's superficial. Looks good. Bring forth no fruit. No change. See? God's repentance, it brings about a change. An inward change. Absolutely. That changed your mind too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All right. I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me, now safe am I. Love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted me. Glory, glory. Oh, yes. So we pray for the deep repentance and consequently the deep moves of God. God sends it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. Recount that when Lazarus was brought forth out of the grave, he was, you know. I think Martha said he's been in the grave 4 days. Well, he was seeing corruption then. Jesus Christ wasn't in there. Well, he saw no corruption. He had to get up on the third day. But old Lazarus, this is the fourth day. But God.
Hallelujah.
Huh? Jesus wept there. And they said, my, how he loves him. Jesus said, I'm going to do this for your sakes, so that you might know the power of God. I'm paraphrasing. But, you know, he stood there. Everybody was there. They knew that the man was in the grave 4 days. He said, move away, huh? Move the stone away. And then he, with his voice, Lazarus, come forth. How about it? And Lazarus came forth in his grave clothes. But he was still bound. So we've heard messages preached like that, huh? Brought forth, but still bound. But Jesus commanded him to be loosed. Huh? We hear of folk being loosed from their infirmities. There was a woman that had an infirmity, what? 18 years. But on one Sabbath day, God loosed her from her infirmity. Hallelujah. He's a healer, you know. Thank you, Lord. So, yeah, we are free, but we still need to be delivered. I promise you. How does it go? Because he's a deliverer. He has delivered us. He is delivering us. We trust he will yet deliver us. Hallelujah. He delivered us so that he could deliver us. Everybody understand? He delivered us from the power of darkness so that he could do the final deliverance. We're in the patient waiting for the final deliverance. Hallelujah. We won't have to be told anymore. Praise the Lord. We'll be delivered. And of course, we won't be told to shut up because we'll be delivered. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof, and said unto thee, thou art my servant, I have chosen thee, and not cast thee away. Fear thou not, for I'm with thee. Be not dismayed. There it is again. This is the word I got. Okay, here come David in Maryland. Be not dismayed. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Thank you, Lord. Behold, all they that were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. And they that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shall not find them, even them that contended with thee. They that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. For the Lord thy God will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. Hallelujah. These are the promises of God. Fear not, thou worm Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Behold, I will make a new sharp threshing instrument, having teeth. Thou shalt thresh the mountains and bear them, beat them small, and shalt make the hill as chaff. Glory, glory. Thou shalt fan them, and the wind shall carry them away, and the whirlwind shall scatter them. And thou shalt rejoice in the Lord and shall glory in the Holy One of Israel. When the poor and needy, that's me, Lord, seek water and there is none, and their tongue faileth for thirst, I, the Lord, will hear them. I, the God of Israel, will not forsake them. I will open rivers in high places, fountains in the midst of the valleys. I will make the wilderness a pool of water and dry land springs of water. I will make streams in the desert. Hallelujah. But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, your creator, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel. Thank you, Lord. Fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name. Thou art mine. When thou, not if, when thou passest through the waters, when I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, oh, help me, Jesus, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. Hallelujah. It's akin to the time of Daniel. They didn't even have the smell of smoke upon them. They weren't singed.
Amen.
Yet they were not touched by that fire. Hallelujah. Oh, bless your name, Jesus. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable. And I've loved thee, therefore will I give men for thee, and the people for life, thy life. Again, fear not. Why? For I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. I have made him. Amen. Thus saith the Lord, where is the bill of your mother's divorcement whom I have put away? Or which of my creditors is it to whom I have sold you? Behold, for your iniquities you have sold yourself. And for your transgressions is your mother put away. Wherefore, when I came, was there no man? When I called, there was none to answer. Is my hand shortened at all that it can't redeem? or have I no power to deliver? Behold, at my rebuke, I dry up the sea. Now make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stinketh because there is no water, and dieth for thirst. I clothe the heavens with blackness. I make sackcloth their cover. Isaiah 59. Behold, the Lord's hand is not short. See? They ask a question in Isaiah 50. Or is the Lord's hand short? Is my hand shortened at all? It says in Isaiah 59, behold, the Lord's hand is not short, that it cannot say, neither his ear heavy, that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you, that he will not hear. For your hands are defiled with blood, your fingers with iniquity. Your lips have spoken lies, your tongue hath murdered perverseness. None calleth for justice, none pleadeth for truth. They trust in vanity and speak lies. They conceive mischief. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity. Praise the Lord. They hatch cockatrices, eggs, and weave the spider's web. Their feet run to evil. They make haste to shed innocent blood. Hallelujah. Their thoughts are thoughts of iniquity, wasting and destructions in their path. Way of peace they know not. There is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. Therefore is judgment far from us, neither doth justice overtake us. We wait for light, but behold obscurity. For brightness, we walk in darkness. Hallelujah. So God won't leave us. He won't forsake us. But there's a state that separates us from him by his own word. Hallelujah. So we would be reconciled. We would be restored. Praise the Lord. That is my prayer. Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise, praise the Lord, give God, hallelujah, give God the praise, hallelujah, give God the praise, hallelujah, give God the praise, praise the Lord, give God. I was in darkness, I couldn't find my way. Jesus shined the light and turned it into day. Wherein he loved me, he gave the victory. Praise the Lord, give God the praise. Thank you, Lord. Lord, help your people this hour. Encourage the hearts of your people, O God. Hallelujah. Show thyself mighty on our behalf. Heal us, we'll be healed. Save us, Lord, we'll be saved. Thou art our praise, O God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. So, yeah, the man Lazarus was raised from the dead, but he was bound. Praise the Lord. Jesus said to the people, if you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. If you continue, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And they said, we're not in bondage. We're Abraham's seed. We've never been in bondage to any man. We might take that approach sometime, huh? Praise the Lord. We're free, but we still need deliverance. Okay, then. Hallelujah. Understand that. I need deliverance. Glory, glory. And he's a great deliverer. We need deliverance from our thought pattern. From our affections that are not right. What do you call them? Inordinate. Look at her. Inordinate affection. You know, when we don't esteem the heavenly things, but the earthly things. Ain't God good? Yeah, we do need deliverance. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Oh, well, our Father in heaven. He's also our friend and brother. I see. Judge and lawgiver. He's our all in all. Praise the Lord. So as a father, we would obey him. Is that not right? No? Yeah. Children, obey your parents. And the Lord for this is right. Thank you, Lord. So, well, what about as a friend? Well, he said it this way. Ye are my friends if you obey me. So we obey him as a father. We obey him as a friend. No? Whatever situation, whatever relationship. Thank you, Lord. Of course, we could try to find another answer. You know, when we don't want to submit to the righteousness, we try to find some alternate righteousness. Huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, there's only the righteousness through the faith of Christ that is acceptable to God. Hallelujah. So would we admit that we are struggling with that? Would we admit that we're struggling with that? You know, to attain unto the righteousness through the faith of Christ. Yeah. It is the righteousness of God. Hmm? Oh, help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I fear and tremble. I really do. Thank you, Lord. Of course, I ask God for it. You know, I hope you ask him the same thing. All right, Terry, we're going to let you talk, brother. You fear and tremble? Thank you, Lord. Give God the praise. Praise the Lord. Give God the praise.
God bless you, Pastor Rice. When you came in here, you said you're struggling, you're fighting faith. And I told them the scripture, many of the afflictions of the righteous. And in that affliction, I marvel at what it have accomplished in this room this morning. And those who weren't blessed by it, ask in the name of Jesus Christ, harden not the heart. Use a man sent of God to strengthen and encourage us in these trying times. So stand fast, Pastor Rice. Stand fast, brother. Lord bless you. Amen.
God bless you, Terry. Hallelujah. Well, we can always learn something. You know, out of pain and anguish and great trial comes great deliverance. Yeah, certainly I'm in travail when I stand up because I'm just a wretched man. You understand. But God purposed it to be that way. That's the only way it's going to be benefit to you. When we give something that's really acceptable, it will cost us. We have trouble with that. We like to give stuff and hold a little bit back. You know what I'm saying. Give of our abundance, but we hold back. Well, the widow gave all that she had. And the Lord didn't say, what a foolish woman. She gave everything. On the other hand, he commended her. He said, see this widow? She gave more than all of y'all. She gave more than everyone in here because she cashed in her whole living. Now, he commended that. Now, what are we supposed to do? We should try to attain unto that. Absolutely. Not the whole bag. Praise God. How shameful. Y'all eat when we eat and sleep in the house when we, and you hold back your money. How shameful. Don't forget Acts chapter 5. All right. Praise the Lord. Oh, help me, Jesus. I need you every hour. I need thee every hour. I need thee. I'm for real. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Hallelujah. So Teresa wanted to talk to me the other day, And no problem. I don't mind talking. Praise the Lord. We just endeavor to talk right. So I had her read the forms that people sign when they come here. And she read it, and I guess I don't know what we talked about. I just say, man, it's just like it says. I've got one here. Overcomer Ministry Disclaimer Form. I do hereby agree that upon moving to the Overcomer community, located at 12680 Augusta Highway, Walterboro, South Carolina, I give and have given all my worldly possessions to the ministry to be used in such a way to benefit the body. See? I do not expect or demand to have those gifts or contributions returned to me in the event I leave the Overcomer ministry. If any money is returned, it will be at the sole discretion of the church leadership. See? And it goes on like that. That's what I said. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That's being up front. This is what God says. Now, when you come to me, I give and have given. All. I hold back nothing. I'm thine. I present my body. To go to the plow. To go to the gallows. Whatever you want me to do. To be despised. To be persecuted. To be ridiculed. Yeah, here am I. Now we ought to pray, Lord, help me to make that good. Help me. That's what I pray. I said, Lord, help me my all on the altar later. Because that's what's required. It's not going to change. We'll have to conform to it. Everybody understand? Now, I know we're waiting on God to change his mind. Not going to happen. Otherwise, he couldn't save you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. So I tell Teresa, this is the way it is. Of course, there's others here that signed the same form. They know how it is, but still they hold back. Same on them. Now, how am I to work righteousness? Am I going to say, well, Teresa, if you don't agree, you can't come. And here's one that are already here. Well, how do we make that right? See what I'm saying? We need God's help, don't we? He's a righteous judge, you know. Hallelujah. But I want you to understand, I'm begging nobody. I hold to the requirements, though. If you live here, you give all. And if you don't, you're a damn transgressor. Understand? Not only that, you're withholding from God, you're withholding from your neighbor. I don't care how much you got. I'm not going to change my mind. Absolutely not. You can do what you want to do. But I maintain, to live here, you give all, just like you signed. Anybody didn't sign that? If you didn't sign it, then you're free. In one manner, but not in the other. No wonder, you know, that rich man went away sorrowful. Absolutely. And no wonder Jesus said, man. I mean, the disciples said, Lord, are there few that be saved? He said, strive ye. Strive ye. That rich man can't be saved. Hallelujah. No, if Jesus Christ ain't his riches, he can't be saved. Amen. Which means if he don't give up everything for Jesus, amen, then that's an idol. Amen. Yes. Everybody understand? No matter whether it's a nickel or $500 million. Makes no difference. The amount doesn't matter. It's who have the ownership. That's what matters. If it's yours, wrong. If it's God's, okay. Hallelujah. I'm going to be done shortly. Everybody doing all right? I'm pressing in, you know. Hallelujah. I've still got things to say, but I guess, I don't know. Lord would just have to help me. Well, I believe he will. I will boldly say the Lord is my helper. Praise the Lord. There was a place where, let me see if I can find it. Help me, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm going to find it. In the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Hallelujah. Today we have onions to dry. How are we doing? Still working on them? All right. Thank you, Lord. Ain't God good? He gives us so many undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him. A little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Ain't God good? He gives us so many blessings undeserving. That's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him. Live more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. Live more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. All right. If I've sown unto you spiritual things, should we not also reap your carnal things? All right. After I pour out my heart and you get spiritual edification, you aren't going to hold back your carnal things, are you? Are you? Now these be the last words of David. David, the son of Jesse, said, the man who was raised up on high, the anointed of God of Jacob and the sweet psalmist of Israel, said, the Spirit of the Lord spake by me, and His word was in my tongue. The God of Israel said, the Rock of Israel spake to me. He that ruleth over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God. Hallelujah. And he shall be as the light of the morning when the sun ariseth, even a morning without clouds, as the tender ground springing out of the earth by clear shining after rain. This is the standard. Although my house be not so with God. That's David's response. Yet hath he made with me an everlasting covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Well, this is all my salvation and also my desire. Praise the Lord. Yeah, God's requirements are the same. But in our honest response, we should say, my house is not so, so God can make it so. Any other way, God just can't do it. Not by His own word. We read the requirements. Oh, yeah. We'll say like... the right young rich ruler. Oh, these are the requirements. Well, I've done it. See? Is that how it? Well, you know, we must be this. Well, that's who I am. Get out of my way. Let me up there. That's who I am. David said, although my house be not so. Praise the Lord. Well, we should learn something. We should always maintain our insufficiency. We should be quick to do it. Huh? We should ask God for a tender heart. Amen. So that we can be convicted. Yes, Lord. It's not natural. Amen. Absolutely not. Amen. And we have plenty to pray about, but yes. we don't seem to get serious about it. Now, we could even pray about that. Yes, well, I pray. I said, Lord, help me to pray. Yes. Y'all hear me saying that? Yes. I even include you. Yes. I said, Lord, help us to pray. Yes. Well, what might an almighty God do to help people to pray? Anybody got any idea? What God, what, He give you something to pray about, huh? Huh? Jonah had something to pray about? Old Manasseh had something to pray about? Down in Egypt, they had something to pray about? See? Well, I ain't going to pray that, Pastor Wright. Oh, He'll still give you something to pray about. Right, if He's going to save you. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Man ought to always pray and not faint. Thank you, Lord. All right. So I'm going to finish. Going to let somebody pray since we ought to always pray. How you doing today, Charlene? Glad you could make it. All right. Say it like you mean it. She said better than I deserve. Well, that's true with us all. We just need to make sure we say it in righteousness. Hallelujah. Undeserving. Say it right. Huh? Wretched and undone. Say it right. Saved by grace. Say it right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So I believe the Lord will help me and help us, because there's still things on my heart that God's working, and I'm going to let him work, because I ask him to do it. And I'm, by his grace, I'll let him do it, because I want to be what he wants me to be. And in his grace, you want the same thing. Hallelujah. I don't want houses or land. No. I want Jesus. This is at least something God's given me. Not where I ought to be, but I do know that I need Jesus. I want him. I desire him. Huh? Yeah. God know we love him. That's because he loves us. Thank you, Lord. And his command to the ones he loves, it's not hard. We overlook it. But because of his love for us, we should love one another. How? What's the standard? As I have loved you. Now, we don't have a problem loving one another, but as he has loved us. This is what God, this is the right response for God to save you. It won't change. You will have to be conformed to it. Everybody see how I say that? We think that, well, you know, when Sharon started acting right, no, you love her as Christ has loved you. That standard won't ever change. Hallelujah. You think God loves us because we're good? Well, when we have trouble loving others, that's what we say. So God, he's a wise God. If we were in the monastery, I guess we'd get away with it, maybe. But since we're here and we deal with other folk, then how we love God is manifest. So all we have to do is say, well, I'm not doing it right, God. Help me to measure up. Don't just maintain. Well, they're so wicked, I ought to do it. Don't do that. Well, we strive to do that, though, because we look to find something else. When we shouldn't be trying to see nothing but Christ. So we can actually love them as Christ has loved us. In spite of all of our wretchedness, all of our sinfulness, all of our backsliding. Hallelujah. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I've loved you. Hallelujah. Brother Irwin, you're going to pray for us today. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Happy Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, your grace. Thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for your healing. Thank you, Lord, for your help. We pray, Lord, that you'll help us today to listen, to remember what the preacher said, Pastor Rice said this morning. Help us, Lord, to do the things you want us to do. Help us, Lord, to present our bodies and give everything, Lord, that you have given to us. We just pray, Lord, that you will continue to look after your people, to prepare us, Lord, for your coming. Help us, Lord, to love our neighbors and love you as we love ourselves. And we thank you for all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, brother, for praying for us. Let me say again, I've said it before, but you can only love one. And for us to love our neighbor, love anybody, we'll have to first love God. When we love God, then we can love our neighbor. But if we love our wife, we love our son, we love our daughter, then we don't love God. If we love God, we can love our wives, we can love our husband, but it has to be that way. And God will have to get us to that. You know, we all say great things, but, you know, with our lips and with our mouth, but, well, how about the heart? Does it go after covetousness or desire for something not lawful? or desire for something not needful? Is not your God all that you need? Oh, Pastor, that's just a song we sang the past time. I see. At least you told the truth. You know, mostly people sing songs for the melody and the music. They don't. Hallelujah. But we should sing unto the Lord. Pray unto God. Shout unto God with a voice of triumph. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. So if you believe what I said, then you probably, you know, get along with me all right. But if you deal with me like I've been lying, then it's going to be trouble. Really? Praise the Lord. I speak the truth in Christ, and I lie not. Maranatha, saints, the Lord is coming.